This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. More buzz over Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, and conversations with a high-ranking Russian official. He has recused himself from any investigation. That is the latest. So we go right to Washington, D.C., and Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, so it was about Jeff Sessions and the fact that he is stepping back. And it's the question I always ask, because really it's about the reaction that bounces out of D.C. What was the reaction to this?
Well, generally, this was something that appeased a lot of Republicans who had throughout the day been calling on him to recuse himself from the investigation into allegations that Russia interfered with the 2016 election. This was echoed by, the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, as well as Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and, largely kind of put that to rest in terms of the Republican criticism. But nevertheless, there are still quite a few Democrats who are urging Sessions to resign, saying that he can no longer be trusted, saying that he's the top law enforcement official in the country and should therefore be held to a higher standard. As for Sessions, he said that he is going to update his initial testimony with the Senate. Is saying that this was not an improper conversation, took place in, his capacity as a member of the Armed Services Committee, and that they did not discuss politics, but nevertheless a unwelcome turn of events for an administration that was really riding a high following Trump's, very well-received address to a joint session of Congress.
Yeah, and President Trump lashed out at the Dems after Sessions decided to recuse himself from this investigation, right?
Exactly. The president described this as a witch hunt going on. Earlier in the day, the White House described this as an effort from partisan Democrats, to try to distract from Hillary Clinton's election win. But nevertheless, this is something that is not going away. And just about 6 hours ago, we got an additional New York Times report indicating that the son-in-law to Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, had met with the ambassador as well at Trump Tower, along with Michael Flynn, who was ousted from the administration after failing to disclose the conversations that he had with the Russian ambassador as well. So just another page in what is, turning into a pretty big brouhaha.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. In the meantime, speaking of brouhaha, Rand Paul kicked up some dust today, the Kentucky Republican senator who marched, I guess, to the House side of the Capitol, smacked on a door, knocked on a door, whatever. There was even video of it, and demanded to see a copy of the House's bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. He was told that it wasn't there. There was no bill to see. So what was that about?
This is going on with the reports that there is apparently a version of the bill that House Republicans just aren't willing to share publicly. Yesterday there was reports that there would be a reading room for members of the House to come in and take a look at it, but that there would not be photocopies. Apparently today Rand Paul sent over a portable copy machine as well to try to, get some copies of the bill for his own look. But this is kind of, coming up with a lot of controversy over how exactly the administration and how exactly Congress is going to move forward with their replacement plan. Right now, as the story shows, there really is nothing in place. And people like Rand Paul and some other, more conservative members of the Senate are essentially pushing for a straight-up repeal as soon as possible, as it stands right now, without the replacement plan in place. So a pretty dramatic scene today, of course, going on in Capitol Hill, and one that's going to be slowly, kind of developing as we start to hear more and more about what exactly House Republicans are planning to replace this bill with.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Yeah. Have a great one, Justin Duckham. As always, thanks so much for popping on and updating us.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so this is pretty interesting, and I've looked into this, and now I think some reports are starting to also circulate about it. We've chatted about it on the air. Are you curious when you think of the wall? Of course, we talk about the wall, the fence, the what's going to be built deal. And I guess companies are really starting to line up to say, okay, I'm interested in building the wall. 300 companies. I was just reading a report that was done by CNN on this. I didn't get the 300, but I got that there were a lot of companies that had contacted the Department of Homeland Security's Custom and Border Protection side of things. So, yeah, they're interested in the project. And why? Of course, bids will start. And they expect to award the initial contracts in April. So we're talking giant construction firms, small fence companies, security people are involved in this. And right now, there's nobody who's been talking about this. I mean, you know, that thing where they think they're in is really going to let it fly because they have to make sure they have the contract, right? So Trump signed that executive order. We know that in the first week. Putting plans in motion for the wall. Congress, you know, with the approval for spending, will have to be there before the actual construction begins. But the entire wall's been pegged at $10 billion. It's something that he got from a concrete association as to what would it cost. There have been other estimates that say 10 is way too low. It's going to be, you know, at least 15, maybe as high as 20. $5 billion, but the bottom line is it is pretty interesting to watch to see how this wall situation moves along in talking about infrastructure and talking about creating jobs and moving forward with that after his address to both chambers. More of the wall, and especially on the heels of Rex Tillerson's visit, the Secretary of State, we were talking about that last week, the conversation has ratcheted up, I guess, a little bit more about the specifics. What are the specifics going to be? And I just told you the key thing is, right, folks, you know this, three branches of government, who, this is a quiz, not a trick, who holds on to the purse strings? Yeah, that would be Congress. So Congress has to give the high sign. They have to vote to fund that. There has to be money there, or, you know, this will get kicked around a little bit more. And for now, that's what's happening. Do I think it'll get funded? I think, yeah, I think there's going to be enough votes for the funds, but what is the budget going to be? Is it going to be closer to $25 billion? Might be. 10 seems kind of, I'm going to say, kind of low, right? Kind of low. And then I'm going to pop this one in coming up in our next segment. On this show, we've talked a lot about the death penalty. We've had advocates for the death penalty on. We've had people who were saved from lethal injection over the 10 years that I've done America Tonight, and we've had people who are against the death penalty and say it's like playing God. Arkansas is going to execute 8 men over the next 10 days, fair or foul. 855-266-5283. More specifics on the flip side.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Question: when somebody says, after a long, long night sitting around the fire, what would be your last meal? But what, for real, would be your last meal if seriously thinking about it? Capital punishment is certainly no joke, and I'm a person who is in favor of. I have to constantly defend why I am in favor of the death penalty. And the reason why is, and I get the controversy, and I get that, oh my gosh, what if you execute someone accidentally, meaning they're wrongfully prosecuted, and then DNA evidence shows the different, shows something different? Yeah, I understand that as well. You know, and plenty of countries have abolished death penalties. Plenty have done it. So in the United States, Michigan, and very few people know this, was the first state to ban the death penalty. And it happened a long time ago in the mid-1800s. And then you even had, and I know some of you know this, the death penalty being declared unconstitutional between 1972 and 76 based on the case called Furman versus Georgia. But then in 76, the case once again permitted the death penalty under what they call certain circumstance. Abolitionists believe capital punishment is the worst violation of your rights and mine, the humankind. Because the right to life is the most important, and capital punishment violates that many people feel that it's cruel, inhumane, and degrading. And, of course, irreversible, and yes, we know that. What some of these criminals have done to human life, to people who have families who did nothing at all to warrant what happened to them, nothing. And how do you even say anything like that would warrant that some of the torture and things that have happened? I mean, for me, that's the reason why. The reason why, especially if you correctly administer a lethal drug to put the inmate unconscious before they're given two drugs that paralyze and kill them, right? So it's not a painful death experience. So there's eight inmates over 10 days in April that are going to be executed. There'll be protests. There'll be people that will rally around the prison and say that they should be put to death. And if you knew some of the details of what these crimes are, what's been done and what they were convicted of, to me it's reprehensible, and it is exactly the reason why capital punishment, I think, should stand. There are some non-death penalty states, to be sure. There are plenty of them. I'm from a non-death penalty state, which would be the state of New Jersey. And there are many more, 19 states, including the District of Columbia, have no death penalty. And, of course, the military still uses capital punishment. Somebody asked me that in a question a couple of months ago. And I know there's a lot of controversy over the ways somebody is put to death, controversy over last-minute challenges and appeals and potentially overturning what could be somebody wrongfully accused because they didn't have a good lawyer and because DNA evidence, as I mentioned before, shows something different. And I know every case is different. Every case should be prosecuted to its fullest. And I know, you know, it's not unicorn thinking because nothing is perfect. But I still feel not as so much that it's a detractor, a deterrent for other people to say, oh, I could never do anything like that because I could not be put to death. I don't know about that. But I think, you know, it goes back to, is it an eye for an eye? You know, when do you justifiably say, okay, then capital punishment? And, of course, our legal system, that's where that is determined. Everett in Washington, hello, you get the first crack.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for the death penalty. We've had some really bad dudes in this state, like Bundy, Green River Killer, Ridgeway.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think it should be like the old days where it's like in the Westerns. Everybody goes down, has a family picnic, and watch them all get hung. People think twice about stuff they do.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring up Ted Bundy, who was handsome, who was a lawyer, who seduced so many people, who didn't even seduce people, went into a sorority house and just killed people. He was a kidnapper, he was a burglar, he was a rapist. It was terrible what he did. I think there's no question. I mean, he really tried to do whatever he could to get out of it, but he ultimately confessed to 30 murders. In seven states, not just in your state. I mean, they don't even know. They think there may be more bodies.
Well, look at Ridgeway, the Green River Killer. Look at all the bodies people he killed.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, it's I agree. So all those families, all those lives destroyed, to me, it's not gonna bring them back, certainly not. But he got what he should have gotten. He was an animal.
Oh yeah. He should have got what he did to his victims.
Yeah, And boy, oh, if you put that all together, that would depress you for days. You're right. Yeah. So you agree with me because of the acts that are committed, what ultimately happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're definitely disturbed.
Definitely disturbed. And I think that that's what the families deserve. Now, of course, some of the time, thanks, Everett, some of the times families don't want that. They say they forgive the killer and they don't want to see them be put to death. And in fact, some of them will say, I've heard this before, that they don't want that to happen because that's almost the easy way out. Like, let them just rot for the rest of their life. But my view is, with what was done, like, again, Bundy is a great example of that, where he just surreptitiously would rape, murder, I mean, just do horrific things to innocent, unknowing victims. Well, and, you know, this guy was married. His wife had no idea. There's so much craziness to his story. He's one. One story. And I can remember there was I got to think of this guy's name. He was a Texas serial killer, and he was very famous in the, he was one of the worst killers around. You know, there was like Robert Rhodes, and there was 50 victims, and there was Tommy Lynn cells, and there were 70 victims. And some of the worst serial killers. And what they did and how long they got away with what they got away with and continued to wreak havoc with people. I mean, you know, there's famous serial killers like, you know, Son of Sam, and that was 6 people in New York City, and everybody in New York City was scared to death to go to certain areas, parks, whatever, what was happening, and could Son of Sam come out, and we've seen that with nicknames, like, you know, you had the Lady Killer, you had the Trailside Killer. I can even remember some of the names because I've talked to enough criminologists and certainly done enough shows on those kinds of killers. Jeffrey Dahmer, we know, was, oh my gosh, 17 teenage boys and young men. Crazy. Did they deserve to die? The answer is yes. 855-266-5283. Back in a flash.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Punishment, and you can always flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Got a couple of quick hits. One from Dak, who says, Kate, you're so compassionate and fun and loving. I can tell. I've been listening to your show for a long time. I'm so surprised you are an advocate for capital punishment. You know why? I've said this already, but because of the horrific, indescribable, gut-twisting things that have been done to people by random acts of violence that somebody perpetrates on them. And I guess having spent a lot of my life talking to victims, talking to families who just grapple every day of their life and want to kill themselves and barely can live over what's happened to their daughter, their son, their granddaughter. I mean, wow. It is so awful. It's soul crushing. It is just soul crushing. And so to me, I mean, I get it. Is it a deterrent? Do people who want to do something unbelievably despicable, horrific, whatever adjective you want to put in there and think they can get away with it, does it stop them? Oh, I'm not going to murder and torture and No, I don't think so. Do I think it's a deterrent? No. 56 countries have capital punishment. 103 say no way. They got rid of it. There are special circumstances like war crimes and some. It depends. But I come back around to Arkansas And Arkansas is getting a lot more attention for this because the number is intriguing. The fact that you've got this unprecedented 8 men being executed over 10 days in April. So there will be more conversations. We'll have some more people on the show. I'll introduce you to some of the families who live with their child being raped, murdered, sodomized, burned. I mean, just absolutely terrible. So I stand on my stance. I'm sorry, Dak. I just cannot be knocked off that stance, at least at this point, on capital punishment. I just can't. Let's rock back. As I said, I'm going to jump back into what's happening in the present and Jeff Sessions, we started off the show that way, who says this is just a big brouhaha. I mean, that's what this is. He says that this controversy over 2 meetings with a Russian ambassador last year is ridiculous. But he recused himself of any possible investigations involving the Trump administration so he could clear the air, saying that I can't, that's what I'm just going to do. Let's just clear the air. It's ridiculous. But every day there seems to be more reports about Russia, who met with Russia, what are their ties to Russia, meaning people close to Trump in his cabinet, etc. And there were at least 2 additional officials, I'll call them, campaign workers, whatever, in higher up in Trump's presidential campaign that said they spoke with the Russian ambassador at a conference at the sidelines of the Republican National Convention. But, you know, that's where it gets tricky. So they're talking to somebody who's at the convention, and what is being said? You know, and that's why I say that's tricky, because everybody was talking to this ambassador, apparently. Now, one of them was Trump's campaign director. Another was a member of the National Security Advisory Committee, and they both apparently met with him. So there is no end to I think there is no end to connecting the dots on that, but the question is, and you know, the other thing is the son-in-law. Jared Kushner met with the same guys that we're talking about, again, met with the Russian ambassador. Now, that's why Mike Flynn was fired as the national security advisor. So I think if they get out and they just put like a Sudoku puzzle almost together and put the numbers, they're going to find that this ambassador seemingly has touched everyone in some way. Now, what was said, all that other stuff, I mean, look, here's the thing. This is a bizarre roller coaster ride, right? So, I don't know. I mean, and this is why I'm like at a loss for words. To me, what's the deal with the deal? Is there anything more to this? What is inside this? You know what I'm saying? So Kushner meets with a senior advisor. Then I was listening to MSNBC tonight because I wanted to see another perspective. And Rachel Maddow was talking about the fact that, yeah, you know, they're talking about there were celebrations in Russia after Trump won. And I mean, all of these people that are connected to the president who are billionaires, do you think they had no dealings with Russia at all, ever? And the answer to that is no. You can dig up all kinds of pictures and see that. But what does that mean? So meetings with Russia that's held against a candidate, I'm just saying, is this more about the election? Is this more about Hillary losing? What is this about? Right? And look, I've talked to some high-ranking Democrats, and you know, I think there still is the blindsidedness of, I can't believe this. And the elections must have been rigged. And we know that if you wanted to say across the board the elections were rigged, of course they weren't. Of course they weren't. I don't know, bad judgment? Could we say there was some bad judgment by some of these people? Yeah. Did they know when they, in some of these cases, did they know this is what was going to happen? I don't know. Is some of this BS? Is some of it exaggerated? Is some of it true? Yes. I think you have kind of a smorgasbord of different brushes with this ambassador. And is there anything there? Or no? I mean, here's the thing. If you hate Donald Trump as the president, you want to see him go down in a fireball, you just don't, that's it, this is not the guy, and you're offended by the fact that he's president. I don't know, kind of trumping up, if you will, ridiculousness is the same old political game we've seen. By aggressively spreading that does really nothing to me. It doesn't. So if there is something there, then find it. If there's something succinct, incredible, something with proof, then let's see it. Let's see what that is. And so far, we're not seeing this. And you can dig and you can dig and you can look and look again. But it feels like other witch hunts that we've seen in the past related to other presidents or other members of Congress. I mean, there are plenty of ties with lobbyists that we could expose. There are plenty of iffy relationships that we could talk about. Sessions recusing himself, he had to do it. I think it was the right thing to do. It was a wild day in Washington. And this Russian ambassador, he like holds the secrets. And he is like, you know what? He is the great navigator. He's everywhere. And now he's at the center of all these controversies. Sessions and Flynn and Kushner and who else did he meet with? Lots of other people he had conversations with. So, I mean, it's like a bomb went off, but then the smoke is clearing, and we're still looking for the dead bodies, but we can't find them. We can't find the dead bodies. This is like reverse engineering a movie. If it's true, if it's there, then let's see it. Bring it on. That's what I say, bring it on. So you could say bad judgment in a few of the cases, but I think that this ambassador, Kishluk, Sergey, is good at circulating. He is the master networker, and some people are paying the price for networking with him. I mean, look, Sessions had to do what he did. And then you could question, why didn't he mention that conversation? And then that could have to do with briefing. Who, for goodness sake, is getting people ready, getting any of these cabinet people ready when they went in to be questioned in their confirmation hearings? I'm just questioning that. Did they know that all of this was going to be unearthed and twisted in different ways, and that they should just say, yeah, oh, by the way, I had a conversation with the Russian ambassador. We were talking about this, and this, including the weather. Because he was the long time Russian ambassador to the United States. So he held a lot of dinner parties, apparently. 4 blocks from the White House. Wow. It's more and more curious, doesn't it? Hang with us.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
America tonight, kind of like Kyle Busch when he won the Daytona 500. So as we push on the gas and the band plays on, imagine being at this concert, you'd be standing next to me and I'd be like, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Couple things to talk about besides the Trump situation with the Russian envoy. Also, I think what's been interesting is to watch what's going on with the vice president. Apparently, Pence used personal email for state business and was hacked. Oh, that's not good, right? He routinely used a private email account to do public business as a governor of Indiana at a time sensitive matters and homeland security issues. The Indianapolis Star did release emails, were released to the Indianapolis Star, and in a request for public records to show that his personal AOL account, who has an AOL account, with top advisors on topics that went from security gates at the governor's residence to response to terror attacks across the globe, that kind of stuff, all of that was there. Cybersecurity experts say the emails raise concerns about whether the sensitive information was adequately protected from hackers, given that personal accounts like Pence's, we've been down this road before, Hillary Clinton, are typically less secure than government email accounts. So it was hacked last summer. That's when that happened. So, his office released a statement on Thursday and said, similar to previous governors during his time as the governor of Indiana, this is official response, Mike Pence maintained a state email account and a personal account. As governor, Mr. Pence fully complied with Indiana law regarding email use and retention. Government emails involved his state and personal accounts are being archived by the state consistent with Indiana law and are being managed according to Indiana's Access to Public Records Act. So they released about 30 pages from his AOL account. But there were an unspecified, they say, number of emails because the state considers them confidential and too sensitive to release. So the nightmare begins. You know, remember the whole Hillary Clinton thing? Yes, you do remember the private server, the email account when she was Secretary of State. Of course, with being a governor, it would be a little bit different than being the gatekeeper, so to speak, as the Secretary of State, meaning the sensitive material that you would have that she had compared to what he had, of course, are very different. But, you know, I think it's more tit for tat. If you did it, then we can do it to you. And I think that's more what it's about. And reporting. So we're reporting. We have access to this. And you know what? Guess what? We're gonna release what we know because we have access to it. So we're going to do that. And you may have to squirm a little bit, just like Hillary Clinton did. But I do think, no matter if you're Democrat, progressive, independent, whatever you call yourself, Republican, it's tough to completely compare the two. Of course, we know that because there's a big difference in what their positions were. But it is that turnabout is fair play, and I think that's what it's about. I think it's more about that than, than anything else. And reporting. So I'm a reporter. I find this out. Yeah, this is going to be a story. We're gonna put this out. So we're going to interview a couple of cyber experts, and they're going to say they're just as insecure, and of course they were, as Clinton's. You know, there was speculation about whether her emails were hacked. His was actually compromised by a scammer who sent email to his contacts claiming he and his wife were stranded in the Philippines in urgent need of money. And, you know, then some people fall for that. I'm in the Philippines. I'm the governor of Indiana. Come on. And I need money. But it was hacked. And it is true because I've looked at other governors' systems and they do use their own system, too. So the personal email account for any state business in any role in politics should just be not done. Can we all agree to that? This should not be done. Because the hacker, you know, sending counterfeit email to his contacts claiming about where they were, losing their money, bank cards, mobile phone, all that kind of stuff. So Pence sent an email to people who got the fake communication and apologized for inconvenience. He set up a new account. But, you know, they have access to the contacts. So that means they actually got into his inbox and sent messages. So that's, of course, concerning. that they were able to get it. But I'll say it again. Of course, he wasn't Secretary of State. Was there really national security secrets in there? The answer is no. And the whole server thing was part of the concern about Hillary Clinton, too. I mean, he's already in a fight in state court to conceal the contents of emails involving his decision to join a 2014 lawsuit challenge against President Obama's executive order on immigration. The emails were being sought after by a Democrat, a labor lawyer, who said he wanted to expose waste in the Republican administration. So the fact that this is what's weird, and I think this goes to that communication flow in the White House. Pence is only now transferring his AOL emails to the state, so then there's questions about were they in previous public record requests? Couldn't it have been dealt with a couple years ago? I think now governors, certainly anybody in Congress, certainly anybody in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, should not do this. They should not do it. Now, Bush's surrounding team, they were doing it. They were using their own accounts, but Bush himself wasn't. He made a big deal out of the fact that he didn't email. I think that was his way of saying, yeah, I'm not gonna get caught in this, and he didn't do that. Which seems unbelievable if you think about how you communicate, and especially if you were the leader of the free world, what a simple thing that would be to do. Although getting hacked and sending back private documents would be, that's part of the whole deal. You can't do that. So easier if you're a VP now. Governors, politicians of any sort, just easier not to do that. Keep them separate. Keep them separate. And then when you're questioned and when it's unearthed and when there is something that shouldn't be released, it doesn't get released. It's so easy now to hack into all of our lives. It's happened to me. It's happened to me on email. It's happened to me on Facebook. It's very easy to trick somebody. And then you feel badly for the people you're connected to because it's their information, by the way, that they're getting. Certainly the last couple of days were about celebrating the great Dr. Seuss, my favorite. I'm going to leave you with this, and thank you for listening to this hour. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.